Hey guys, it's Jen Martinez here. Just wanted to come on real quick before the episode starts with my girlfriend Essie Williams. We had a lot of technical issues today, and it's a short Swole Sisters podcast. By the way, this is Wednesday, and on Wednesdays we do the Swole Sisters podcast, and that's basically just myself and Essie Williams getting on here and talking about all faith-based stuff and life and family and fitness and food and all sorts of stuff. And so today's is a short one. I just wanted to come on real quick to say hey to the new listeners, and to let you know that we did have technical issues, so there's parts where it gets cut out, but it's still a good message. It's a quick one. It's like 10 minutes long, so hopefully you get something out of it. And you know what? It's summertime and the kids are home and schedules are changing and things are all over the place. Essie's starting a new career path, and so she's going to be not as available as usual, or and everybody's schedules are so different. So appreciate you guys being patient about that. We're just trying to be obedient to keep people together and stay in God's word and pray for each other. And so hopefully you guys can understand and have patience these next few weeks as summer unfolds. And if we don't make it week to week with an episode, then doesn't happen, but hopefully we can still stay on track and be able to continue to share God's word and share our faith, our fitness, our families, and our food, all the F's. And I just hope that you guys can continue to read with us this month. We're in the month of June and we are reading Psalms, and so we're just reading a psalm a day to keep the doctor away. Now I'm just made that up, obviously. But now I wanted to just come on real quick and just say, sorry for the audio issues. But hopefully you get something out of it. And we're excited to, start the summer off and be reading in Psalms with you guys. Because the last we're it's today's June 5th, and we are on Psalm 5. And so we talk a little bit. We don't really get to talk about Psalms too much, but like I said, it's a quick one. But I feel like Psalms is like the instruction. It's like an instruction manual for like the entrepreneurial business spirit, if you have that. It's just filled with so many good what's the word I'm trying tools to use in life and in business, and basically just praising God and then praying and talking to him and relying on him for everything. And that's how you have favor, divine favor and prosperity. And we talk about that just a little bit in the episode. And I always look up stuff whenever I'm studying. If I read something, I'll look up the words in the dictionary and what like synonyms and other names for words. And so I looked up prosperity, and some of the words that came up were flourishing, thriving, happiness, health, wealth, profitability. And that's what God wants for us. He wants all of those things for us. And when we're in his word and we know and we see it and we praise him and we thank him and we are grateful, it just continues to grow. And it's not just financial, it's everything. Because you can be the wealthiest person in the world, but you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And so just wanted to, jump on real quick, encourage y'all, let you know that the podcast is still moving forward. I'm gonna have some really great guests coming on soon, which I'm excited about. It's gonna be here and there, but if you're following me on Instagram, I always put in my stories or post in IGTV when I post a podcast. Or you know what? The best thing you can do is hit subscribe. And if you really like my podcast, if you like one of them, screenshot it and then put it in, share it with friends and or share it through text messaging or online or through social media. Get the word out, because I'm trying. This is free. Like, I'm doing this for free, and I'm doing the best I can to get you guys good quality information that applies to your life in all areas, with your faith, with your family, with fitness, with health, with wellness, all of those things, and just connecting. I appreciate the DMs that I get. I love them, keep them coming. But if you want to share this podcast, take a screenshot. There's three dots at the top, or is it the bottom of a podcast when you're listening to it. That would, if you push those dots, it'll let you share the actual episode that you're listening to, and you can do it while you're listening to the episode. done that quite a few times with friends that come up in my heart when I'm listening to something. But I appreciate y'all. I hope you guys are enjoying the Soul Sisters every Wednesday coming on. And shoot me some messages. Shoot Essie some messages if you guys want certain topics to be talked about. We're all open to any topic and everything, and anything that you feel like you want to hear more about, just let us know and we'll talk about it. All things, nothing. We'll talk about it, whatever. So hopefully you guys enjoy the episode. And so without further ado, it's my friend Essie Williams and myself talking this morning about Psalms.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar and my favorite time of the week where I get to talk to my girlfriend, Essie Williams. She's on the line.
Hello, everyone.
We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants and making it work because you know what? It's summertime and there's all sorts of stuff going on. And so we haven't even been able to catch up because she's been doing her thing and I've been out of town doing my thing. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a God thing today. It's going to be this.
We're doing life, and it sometimes it looks like
I
this,
look
right?
every day.
Sometimes it,
But here's the thing, we could let it stop us or we could just keep going forward. Leadership mentality is, are when people who have a strong leadership mentality are people that they move forward and they do what they need to get done because the vision is great. And even if it's not perfect, you just do it.
Yeah,
And then that's where
absolutely.
God comes in, and that's where he gets the glory, because it's like we mess it up if we keep it in our own hands. And speaking of that, and that's why we're in like Psalms right now. And
I'm loving it.
yes, and it's like it's an instructional manual for like the business owner, I feel like when I'm reading it, it's like it's full of instruction. You be obedient to routines, and prosperity comes. And I looked up prosperity, because it talked about it a lot in the very first in the beginning of Psalms, and it's flourishing, it's thriving, it's profitability, it's comfort, it's also happiness and health. These are all the words that were in the definition. It's not just it. People always associate it with money. It's so many other things,
Oh, that's such a good point,
because
Jennifer.
even if
Jennifer. I'm so formal
I
today.
know. Well, we're kind of like you guys. We're in a hurry because Essie's got stuff she's got to get to, and we're trying to make it work with our schedules. And this morning, hey, listen, you know what? Let's start with prayer. The Soul Sisters is about a spirit-led life, and so let's start with prayer so that we can get on the same page and just calm down a little.
Ooh, that sounds
Okay,
good.
good. All right. Thank you, God, for this time that we get to spend together. And I just ask that you honor it and you bless it. And then whoever gets to listen to this, that the Spirit of God will just help them and understand what they need to understand and moving forward in great joy and in your divine protection, and that the words that need to go out and are ministered to the hearts and minds of anyone who gets to listen to this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, hon.
Everything in the name of Jesus, y'all. Pray. That's what the Psalms is all about. It's constantly talking about prayer, and prayer brings about God's favor.
Yeah, and prayer and praise. Like if you look through the entire book of Psalm, what is David doing? He's lamenting about people trying to kill him, but at the same time, he's praising God at the same time. You
Yeah,
know?
because he's
Have
the
you?
divine protector. I mean, we have his divine protection because listen, we live in an ungodly world, and things are going to come at us, and they're going to come at us harder. The more that we try and do more for God, the more they're going to come at us. So we have to have his divine protection. We got to praise him for that,
Ooh. I mean, I'm actually stepping into that my new job, into that big fitness place. Man, talk about living in the world. I feel like before I mean, and my husband prayed for me as I was starting my job. The angel of armies are with me. They're marching in there with me, and I have to remember that, and I have to know and remember who I am there to work for. It's not, it's to glorify God, everything that I do. And so when I think of it that way, like all the pressure kind of melts away.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't mean it's going to be easier. It's just
No.
you're going to have his help. I mean, and so we praise him for that. And then, uh-oh, are you there?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
here.
man, we're having all sorts of fun issues today.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You're good. Listen, basically, we're just saying life happens. Life has happened a lot to you this last few days. Life has happened a lot to me. And that's why we're in God's Word. It's why we're reading Psalms together and praying for each other daily. And like you said, praising God and mm-hmm. being thankful, being grateful. You know, every instructional manual that has ever been written always starts with be grateful and then you have joy, right? That came from God's Word.
Yeah. You know, I started doing is I started writing down 5 things that I'm grateful for each morning. And it could be anything, something simple as like the cream in my coffee, you know, mm-hmm. to make it taste better. And I got to tell you, that just like really lifts up my spirit. So I want to encourage everybody, you know, just take a few minutes and jot down things that you're grateful for every morning and start it out that way. Start out the day on a positive note.
Oh, well, before my son leaves in the morning, he's not in school anymore. He's upstairs sleeping because we've already started our summer. But I always could tell me one thing that you're grateful for before you get in that car, you know, to head off. And it's just a reminder of this mm-hmm. is how you start your day. And if you're doing it, then your kids are going to, you know, do it too. And it's just going to.
I can't hear you. What happened? You know what? You cut out for a minute. Are you on your headphone?
I'm not. I couldn't find them. They're somewhere in. They're packaged up somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just literally talking to you on my phone. Oh, it's okay. It is what it is. You know.
It is.
It's short messages sometimes are the best.
It really is, and you know, for my soul sisters, if you guys could just all pray for me this week and next week, I'm in front of the computer for about 5-6 hours a day because I'm going through training and orientation. And let me tell you, I have to do like the sexual harassment test and all that kind of. I flunked the pretest, so I had to take the whole course. My husband laughed at me so hard. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "I know. I don't know where the gray areas are," and I got all murked up. And it was. We had a good little laugh about that.
Well, you haven't been in the workforce. I would fail. I would fail miserably. I would.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, "Oh, so it's fine. They're just trying to be nice."
I mean, some of them are like really common sense, but the way like the questions were asked, you know, like I hate the ones where it says click all that apply. I'm like, just give me a true or false, man.
Oh, true or false sometimes are confusing for me too, especially when they're like the way they word it. I don't know. I'm just test taking is just not my thing.
It's not my forte either. So I have about 7 more days of it. So
oh goodness,
please pray for me. I know.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, I mean, I can understand why your brain is fried. Are you headed in there today?
I am. I have to, because we have a call every day at noon and I have to be there, but I like to get there a little bit earlier and start on the training. And how about you? What are you doing? What's your plan for the summer? Do you have anything?
We're not going out of town or doing anything. And so I feel like if we can just make it work where we get together at least once a week, if we have to change it from Wednesday to another day or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, we can do that because that's just, I mean, cause like today, I mean, I juggled it around to make it work, you know? So, mm-hmm. I think moving forward that we just need to understand that in the summer, that's just the way schedules fall and it's a time to like almost restore and not be so structured, you know, maybe.
I really love that. Yeah. And also about us, you know, being flexible with one another. I wanted to talk about teamwork. Because I know you and I have a really good rapport with that. Like if I need something or you need something, we're able to like rearrange our schedules.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say how like in tune I am with my family right now. And I'm so grateful for my husband for like really stepping up as I'm going into the workforce. Like he texted me yesterday, "Hey, don't worry. Take your time. Do what you need to do. I got dinner. I got the kids." And I'm like, "Oh my God." Yeah. And then when I got home, like Ella, like did the dishes for me and, you know, Kat's like cleaning. So I think I want to encourage our listeners and get your kids involved. And I'm very open with my children, letting them know, "Hey, mommy's going to be tired. I'm really going to need your help." And they really stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about communication, right?
Yeah. They want to help. It gives them a purpose outside of themselves. I mean, because kids are, especially these days, are super selfish. and that leads to a lot of depression and major issues, you know?
I agree.
When they step outside of themselves, and I think that's why sports or any kind of activity, I just relate more to sports because that's just where my kids are. It's like you said, it's doing for others. And like when you're on a team, you have to do for others to be successful. And yeah. So, you know, your girls are do that in the things that they do with their art, their artistic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, music and acting and all that, you know, they have to help everyone around them be better, and that's how they get better, you know? And so if you can incorporate that into the home with laundry and dishes, mm-hmm. and just, it helps them feel like they're a part of it and it's healthy for them. We think, oh, we're being mean. And no, actually I think it's the opposite. You know, if you don't get the kids involved, I think that's worse.
I really think so too, mm-hmm. because, well, growing up, I did a lot for my mom and dad, and like, I did the laundry for them, for the family. And like, I made lunches for my brother and myself. And I worked really hard growing up. Mm-hmm. And I think when I had my children, a part of me didn't want them to have to work so hard, but mm-hmm. then like in hindsight, I think I did them a disservice.
Right.
And so I'm so glad that it, you know, they're 10 and 13 now, they're old enough. And like they know, and I think they're starting to get it. Like I'm not around as much to like do the little things for them. So like they know they have to step up. Mm-hmm. And I'm really hoping that this is going to build their confidence and, you know, just give them a sense of what is that? Ownership?
Responsibility. And not to mention, if you look at all the stories of some of the great people that have really made it in, let's say, any sport or any business, they all came from, there's so many of them. They all came from really bad situations where they had mm-hmm. to persevere through a lot of stuff, and they became successful adults.
Here we go again.
I can hear you fine. All right. Well, I guess we'll probably just end it on that. I can always come in and do some extra audio to make things sound. If it doesn't turn out, I'll just do a solo one and cover everything you and I have talked about today, you know, mm-hmm. if we have to. We do what we have to do. But the message still gets out. And, you know, I know you got to get on with your day. And so I appreciate you taking the time to share your greatness with us. And I just will continue to pray that, you know, that you can persevere through these next few days and all of the testing. Absolutely. You're going to learn a ton, and you're going to also learn to rely on God and his, you're going to need a lot of,
need a lot of Jesus.
A lot of Jesus. Bring your Bible to work day.
Oh, you guys, thank you. And thank you for, this is so brief, but hope you guys have a really wonderful day. And I know a lot of you guys are, you know, starting to gear up for like summer plans and stuff. Be safe.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And we'll see you same bat channel, same bat time at who knows. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye
guys.